Was William Vitalis with Open My Heart to the World. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to the universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We have entered into a new decade and new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercises can one use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from our departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. And now it's time for tonight's program. Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Today I have a very special guest. Not only is she a special guest, but she's been a long-time friend. Her name is Roberta Haldick, and she is the CEO and co-founder of the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness, also referred to as EMC Square. She is in charge of the research and energetic testing, as well as the head of operations and oversees over 60 EMC facilitators worldwide, of which I was one until I retired in 2015, I think. Maybe it was 2012. She is the inspiration for the character Jennifer in the novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. And you really should get that book, written by Stephen Lewis, and she'll have to tell me the other author. And she was Max's ever patient assistant and alchemist. So good evening, Roberta. I'm sorry I stumbled with Eric's name.
Oh, Evan Slosson. Yeah, he's the other author.
With Stephen. So talk about the AIM program. It's really exciting. And we started this back in the 90s, so we knew about energy at that time, didn't we, Roberta?
We sure did. It's been around for quite a while. We started the AIM program back in 1998 is when we launched it, along with when we wrote when the book was published, which was Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, which kind of gave you an idea of what the AIM program was. And before that, Stephen and I had been practicing this in our private practice, but it got so popular that it was hard to see so many people. So we came up with a new way, new approach to transmitting healing energy, and that's with the AIM program.
Well, I learned about it through Linda Gray when I was out with Deepak Chopra in San Diego, and Linda was there, and we had a group of large people, and she told me that she had a healer named Max who lived out in the desert. And then eventually I traced that over to a guy from New York that was one of your facilitators, and I wound up meeting Stephen because I was from Philadelphia and that's where he was born. So he went there and it was great.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, that's history. So how can this be of help with this coronavirus virus? I'd like to know about that. And of course, I want you to talk to and fill us in about everything.
Sure. Well, right now we're in some very strange uncertainty, kind of static times for all of us. It's something that we've never experienced before, and so it's very unsettling, and it's a change in the way that we do things. So with the AIM program, it's been very helpful because it works on the emotional level, the spiritual level, as well as the physical level. And so as far as the emotional level and the spiritual level, it kind of gives us a calmness, a little bit of maybe balance into how we're feeling with all of this. And it's very supportive with any kind of emotional state that you might be in. But right now, this particular one, it's been super helpful. But then it also helps us on the physical level because it does help raise our life force, which is our immune, kind of like our immune system. It's our fighting power. And what do we need right now? We need that. We need to be strong and we need to have a healthy immune system so that we can, should we get this particular thing, that we can ward it off easier, maybe have less downtime, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question. When you come on the AIM program, you have a lot of detoxifying to do the first year. How long do you think it would take being on the AIM program before fighting this energy, this virus energy would kick in?
Well, I think as soon as you come on the program, your body knows what is most important and what it needs to start working on right away. So if that is the problem that you're facing at that point in time, then the frequencies in your body will kick in to do that. But during your first year, that's when you raise your life force, because you know, coming
right
on the program, our life force, which is a measurement that we've come up with that measures our inner strength, our chi, our prana, whatever you want to call it, but it's your fighting power. So right now you're coming on, you know, at less than one. So in the
and
first
that's been
few
universal
months, sure. And the first few months that you're on the program, it starts to rise because we're clearing out all those cobwebs of stuff that's been left behind. So I think it's, you know, it wouldn't take very long, I don't think, unless it's not something that's a priority in your body.
And that's funny. So you're saying that energetically the body would tell the machines that they're on how to, what it needs, what's up most, the most important, whether it's your inner fear or whether it's the virus or whether it's a concern about your life and everything, it would work on that energy that was up front, the most important, right?
Right. Our bodies will, you know, we come to Earth when we are born, we come with hereditary baggage, so to speak. So those are our hereditary dispositions for different things that have been passed down from aunts, uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, all that kind of stuff. That's our lineage, so to speak. So when we come on the program, we're clearing that stuff out. So that raises our life force as we clear that stuff out.
So can you explain what the energetic matrix is and what the life force is and how you get on it? What do you need to do?
Sure. The life force, what we've been talking about, is a number, a measurement that we devised here. It's a number between 1 and 100, 100 being optimum. And we measure that when someone comes on the program to give you a starting point so that you can see how well you're doing. Because a lot of times the frequencies are very subtle, so we don't always notice changes in our bodies and ourselves until, like, sometimes maybe it's a loved one that will say, wow, you're much more calm, or you're much happier, or, you know, things like that. Then we have the matrix. And the matrix is actually our true self. Mm-hmm. And in other words, it's pure energy. Mm-hmm. And energetic balances exist not in the body or the mind or the emotions or other parts of us. They exist in our energetic matrix.
Which is so kind of like what people would imagine as an aura, but it's a little bit deeper than that, right?
Exactly. And that's where everything kind of sits in there. So when we come on the program, it pulls that stuff out, and it kind of brings up your true self, who you really are and how you, you know, what is it that you want here on this planet to do? You know, we all talk
about
what our path is.
Yeah, it clears the karma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know,
I guess.
when I went on the AIM program, it was in 1996, and I remember it so well because I had always been sick until I met Louise Hay, and I met her before I knew you. I'd worked with her for about 10 years, and I was feeling better, but I was walking down the street outside, literally, and my body just started to vibrate, and I said, oh my God, I was just put on the AIM program. And I was. I knew it
sometimes
right away. It was really neat. So can you
hear that quite a bit?
Yeah, that was great. What are the imbalances? And I know you work with him, and you're up to like 4,000 or 5,000 imbalances. That's so interesting to me. Can you tell me what they are?
Well, we've probably got a lot more than 4,000 or 5,000. We got thousands and thousands of frequencies that are on the program, but. When we're not in harmony with the natural state of well-being, we have imbalances, and that's what those frequencies are. And so these can be hereditary dispositions like we were just talking about. It can be in the environment. It can be from an insect bite. It can be anything that kind of makes us not feel so great and not in balance with our body. And you know, when you're in balance, like if you're listening to really nice music that makes you feel good, you're in a balance. But if you listen to some other type of music that maybe isn't so good for you or you don't really like so much, then you're not in balance, and you can feel that. It's kind of a difference. And that's kind of a crude way of explaining it, but it kind of gives you an idea of what it is.
Well, the best part is that you always advise the person about their imbalances, and I think that's fabulous. We need to take a break just for a message here, and then we'll be back with Roberta right after this.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 18th through May 22nd, 2020. Gemini, the Grand Dame of Mind Games, headlines both the Sun and the Moon in this week's forecast. Monday is a high energy day with the moon in athletic Aries and the life-giving sun in a harmonious trine to I want more, Jupiter. So get yourself moving, but don't overextend yourself. The sun moves into Gemini on Wednesday the 20th, and this logical and outgoing energy focused less on the practical side and more on the mind, as well as those people who are near and dear to you. Gatherings and games of all sorts, local news, short trips, new classes, your siblings, cousins, and your oldest son, as well as your neighbors, will all seem more important than usual over the next month. Plus, there'll be a lot of errands running about from here and there. Expect to be busier than usual because the twins represent energy going in two directions at once. This energy brings multitasking, cramming, chattering, activity, and diversity. A few hours after the sun enters quick-witted Gemini on Wednesday, May 20th, Venus makes a challenge to Neptune. Get your work done earlier so you can be quiet in the afternoon and throughout the evening. If you must have relationship conversations, make sure that the person you're talking to is really listening and will hear what you have to say in order to avoid any misunderstandings later. Enjoy a quiet day on Thursday and prepare for a very busy Friday. The shining star this week is the new moon, which is on Friday, May 22nd at 3 degrees Gemini. Every new moon has the right elements for making any type of new beginning. At the darkest and calmest part of May, it's time to take some short trips, perhaps for a Memorial Day weekend, as well as keeping up with the latest tweets to begin new classes, Initiate conversations with siblings, cousins, and your neighbors. Don't forget that oldest son. The air element is exceedingly strong now, creating a high restless feeling. This is a good time for opening up to new ideas, sharing with friends, many who may have fell by the wayside during this virus situation. Talkative Mercury aligns with Venus, who is currently in her retrograde cycle between May 13th and June 24th. This supports conversations about your relationships and financial needs. Because Venus is retrograde, stay adaptable and know that not all of the ideas that come into the surface are going to manifest. And those that do come to the surface must be adaptable and able to shift during the time of the summer solstice. This new moon makes harmony the practical Saturn in Aquarius, helping you to bring your ideas down to earth. We all daydream and imagine and visualize, but we got to get it on the planet. That's tricky. Aquarius creates a win-win energy for the good of all. Its innovative ideas help you with your group consciousness. Saturday is a relatively quiet day that is suitable for quick errands, short conversations, and quick projects. If you want to paint something to put on the back porch, that would be a good thing to do. The moon aligns with Venus Saturday evening, which is great for romance with someone you are already comfortable with being around. The moon changes signs and is void of course on Sunday until late afternoon, suggesting that you finish old projects or do some household chores. The annual Venus-Mercury conjunction makes this a great week for shopping and for bargaining and negotiating peaceful settlements. So if you've had any family issues or oppositions, try to talk about it and work it out. I promise that there's love behind that energy, love, caring, and support. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the phone number is 201-934-8986. You can also book a reading on the website. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
That was my stargazing message. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Om Times Radio with Let's Find Out. And we are really finding out something very important with Roberta from Energetic Matrix. So, Roberta, I'm glad you're with us. I really have a question that I'm going to giggle because I know what the answer is. Is there anything that the AIM program cannot help people to self-heal?
Well, there are a few things that we can't help you self-heal. And one of those things is, you know, a lot of people have different imbalances from chemicals and different things in their body, like amalgam fillings, things like that. And sometimes those give off chemicals, and we're not good at chemical stuff. The other thing is some people have different parasitic imbalances, and those are kind of very rare and kind of something different that you don't always hear about. But those are probably two of the things that I know when Stephen and I were doing a lot of our research back in the early days to see how the frequencies that we generated, how they were affecting the body and things. Those were a few things that didn't help so much.
So it's like if there's been some damage, it may not work with that as much as creating more damage, because it works with your energy and your thought system, I think. That's why it's spiritual. The spiritual meditations do help, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I was just talking to a participant today who was letting me know there's so many things going on in the news, and
people
are putting things up on Facebook, and I mean, everybody's getting an idea of what's really going on and all this stuff, you know. And he said he got so depressed, and I said, well, number one, quit listening.
That's true.
And two, you know, meditate. Get out and do a little bit of exercise. And if you can't get out, the weather doesn't permit, then do something inside. You know, walk around the house, jump a rope, jump up and down, dance, do something.
Louise used to say, beat the pillows on the bed. Take the pillows and beat them up until you feel better.
She was, she was an amazing woman.
I wish. But you know, that pillow beating works. It really does, because you can pretend it's somebody and you can just go to town.
Oh, my goodness. I think I prefer dancing.
Oh, me too. So what happens to your life force if you're not on the AIM program?
When you're not on the AIM program, sometimes the life force does go down. If you've been on the program and then you go off, it'll go down quite a few points. If you're not on the program, your life force is pretty low. And it just means that it's taking a lot of work for your body to get through every day and to get past whatever is going on in your life. And it doesn't have to be illness. It can be, you know, you're worrying about your family, you're worrying about bills. I mean, right now, everybody's worrying about, you name it, it's out there.
Yeah, whether they're going to go back to work or not. And the worry, of course, is what brings in the imbalance, which would lead to disease, you know, thoughts or things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I don't know if you know this or not, but around 2000, I thought I was going to be a little smart person and go off the AIM program. So I did for 4 months. I got so sick. And before I was on the AIM program, I was in the hospital every 6 months before I met Louise Hay. So I had a propensity to being that way. And I went right back on it. And as you know, I've been on it ever since. So that was quite a lesson for me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that doesn't happen to everybody, but...
No. No, but it was a great test for me. When and how rapidly will the life force increase?
It really goes up pretty fast. When we have people just come on the program, and then I test them when they first come on, and then I test again at 5 months, and it's amazing, because at 5 months, you're usually like almost halfway, maybe a little over halfway to 100. So as long as we don't have anything blocking. And a lot of times the blocking could be just that you have questions about it. Maybe you're not sure about it. Maybe somebody pushed you into going on the program, like another, your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. So those different things sometimes might block it. But otherwise, you know, it just shoots right up because we're clearing out these imbalances and it makes a clearer path.
Now, usually you have an 11-month checkup, and by that time, most of the people on the program are up to 100. But is there times when some are not up to 100 at that point?
Very few. And sometimes that happens if someone has some very strong illness, like maybe they're a cancer person or they've been in a bad accident or something like that, something very strong, or maybe they're taking some really strong medications, and sometimes the medications kind of block
a little bit
of the energy. Sure.
Now, what about being pregnant? Should you go on the AIM program if you're pregnant?
Going on the AIM program when you're pregnant, you get two for one.
You do. The baby gets up too, right? And that is the so baby. Exciting because if you, for example, I was one that had several miscarriages and I had a hard time carrying my children to term. But I think that if you're on the AIM program, that you're pretty much guaranteed that that will happen.
Well, I don't know
I
if
just
you can
think
say...
it strengthens the child inside is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I think it's very beneficial, of course. I've had a couple of participants that have had a hard time conceiving, and we've had this happen over the years, too. But since I've taken over in the last 4 years, I've had a few women contact me and say they had been really having a hard time conceiving and holding the baby, and we have new babies. So
that's
we've got quite a few AIM babies.
Can you talk a little bit about the Down syndrome and the autism? Because I know I had some friends come on the AIM program, and her two children really had quite a change with the autism.
Aw, yeah, we find the it's like one of the most rewarding parts of my job is when I see the autism participants send in their reports and let me know how they're doing, and some of them write them themselves. They do fabulous, and same with Downs. We had a man a few years ago, he put his son on, who was a Downs baby, and he was about 3, I guess. And he wanted to put him on first and see how he did. Well, he did so fabulous in his first year that the dad said, I got to put the whole family on. And he ended up putting the whole family on an AIM program. And this little guy, he was the cutest little thing.
Oh, that is really neat.
And he just did fabulous. And his dad said that he even saw that his face was changing, that the structure of his face was changing. And that's the first time I've heard that one. But that little guy, he just did fabulous on it. And then we've got tons of autism kids and adults, too, that have given us testimonials about how well they've done. I have one girl that comes to mind, and she's been on since she was 9. She's graduated from college.
Wow.
And she's living on her own. And she's just
That's
doing fabulous.
Fabulous.
And her grandma put her on. And she's just, and she started writing her own reports like about a year after she was on. She said, I think I should write my report because I'm the one that's going through this. Don't you want to hear
great.
From me? So we got her reports from her, and she's just precious. And she came to us through Wayne Dyer.
Oh, uh-huh. That's great. I want you to talk about how the program was developed and how you use a photograph. That's explain that part of it, can you?
That's when everybody goes, huh?
I know.
The photograph, right? Well, the AIM program was developed in, it came about in 1998, but Stephen had been working on this long before that, and I joined him in 1987,
mm-hmm.
and we moved forward with it, and then we started working with Evan, and then they wrote the book. So the mm-hmm. book came around 1999, I think, right in there, and the AIM program is such a special thing, but we came about by using photographs because it's the easiest to track. We could use hair or your fingernails or voice, but that's so much harder for us to see who it is, right?
Sure.
You don't know whose hair that is. But if you have a photograph, you can use that. Your photograph holds your energy, so that's your matrix. So it's kind of like, if you want to refer to it as an aura, it's kind of like that. It's just mm-hmm. a bunch of molecules and energy that's zipping around, but nobody's
you can compare it to
you.
Pixels and they'll understand.
Pixels, there you go.
Pixels.
Yeah, that's a good one. And so that's why we use the photograph. And the photograph, you have your own energy in your photograph, just like your fingerprints. Mm-hmm. Or your voice. Nobody has the exact same voice. Nobody has the exact same fingerprints. So your energy, you vibrate, and you're vibrating at all these particular level. And when you go on the AIM program, we have these trays that are metal plates, and they're connected to the computer, and those trays vibrate with all the frequencies coming from the computer, and they match your vibration in your photograph. And when we match the vibrations, it removes the negative vibrations.
That's great. It really is. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm talking to Roberta from the AIM program or energeticmatrix.com. And we have to go to break, the half-hour break, and then we're going to be back. I have a few more questions for you, Roberta.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you just after this.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.' Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio."
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
Elizabeth Joyce, well, let's find out. And that was Annabella Wood with "I've Got God." It's a song she wrote herself, and she wrote it as the first song, and then she became a lovely singer, and I'm thrilled to play her music. My guest today is Roberta from the AIM program, energeticmatrix.com. How are you doing, Roberta?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm on the AIM program. What could be better? So how are people likely to feel on the AIM program?
Great. Well, there's always, you know, sometimes when you're on the AIM program, it's always individual. Each person individually feels things. Some people don't feel a thing, and everything is super subtle, and then someone else might really feel something. And it just depends on how in tune I think we are in our bodies. And some of us are just more sensitive, so we would feel more than someone else. I remember I was working out in the East Coast, and I was with this minister, and we were at the church, and I was speaking, and a lady said she wanted to ask a question, and I said, sure, and she goes, I've been on the AIM program, and I don't feel any different. You know how your heart sinks, right? So
yeah.
I said, okay, and her husband stood up, and he said, can I answer that question? And I said, sure. And he looked at her, and he goes, I can't believe how much you've changed in this year. He said, you're so much easier to get along with, and all. He just went on and on and on, and she started to cry. And she said,
we forget about our short circuits.
So, she just didn't even realize, you know, herself, how she had changed. So some people,
true.
It's more subtle, and then others, you know, they'll have a real, you know, maybe some detoxing where they're not feeling so good once in a while, or, you know, you might wake up in the morning and feel a little off, and then by noon you're feeling better. I mean, nothing to the point where you're sick in bed.
But you know
that,
what Stephen so. Used to tell me? Stephen used to tell me, it does. I'm not saying you're not going to get the flu or a cold.
Right.
But you will not have it for a week. You will have it for 24 hours, and that happens every time. It's like 1, 2, 3. It just passes
Definitely.
Through the body. So
Definitely.
Here's one for you. If I'm taking medications for diabetes or blood pressure, will my being on the AIM program impact them? And will I be able to stop taking the medications?
I don't know if you'd be able to stop taking them. That's up to you and your doctor. But we do tell participants that take blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, that to monitor, and normally they do anyway, but we always remind them, be sure you monitor how you're feeling, where your numbers are, because sometimes when we clear different imbalances, it could raise it or lower it. It just depends on where that's affecting your body and you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And there are people that have been able to go off their medicine, but that's up to the doctor and you. So
right, because
I wouldn't
this is
go
not,
off
this
it.
Is, I call this my secondary health care, but it's not really that. It is something more spiritual, don't you think, Roberta?
Yes, this is a spiritual program. We don't diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. It's mm-hmm. mainly raising your life force, which helps your immune system, and opening your mind and so that you can see a clearer path. It kind of cleans out those cobwebs that we have. And at the same time, we feel better. So it kind of hits all those bases, you know?
And don't you have the EMC Square cards that are like affirmations for people?
We do. We have our energy goal cards.
Right.
And you can either download them. We have them on our website. You can download them and print them out, or you can call the office and order them. And I think we can even order them online on our website, too. So they're little, like a business card size, and you can mm-hmm. write your goals and what you want to achieve. And a lot of times we tell participants when they first come on the program to write down what it is that they want to accomplish during this year being on the AIM program. Is it, you know, maybe losing weight, or maybe it's a better job or a better relationship, or maybe being happier, whatever it happens to be. But put it down, and then halfway through the program, kind of look at that list and see how you're doing.
Well, that's great. I just love it. And you know, it's easy to enroll. Can you tell people how to enroll?
Absolutely. All you have to do is go to AIM program, AIMprogram.com. You can download the application. You can fill it out basically online, upload a photo, and it comes straight to our office. And you don't even have to go mail it. You don't have to fax it. You don't have to
wow.
do any of that. We've made it super easy. We also have a family plan, which you can have up to 5 members, and that can either be you and your wife and kids, or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it happens to be. If you don't have enough people to put on those 5 places, you can put your car, your office, you know, maybe if you're writing a book,
pet.
You can put your book, you can put your pet on there. Absolutely. And the pets
I know
fabulous.
It helps with the pets. You have good reports about the pets, right?
Yes, we do. And you can even go to the website, too, and you can look up testimonials, and you can read how things have changed for others that have been on the program, if there's a particular subject you want to talk about.
One of my friends asked me, do you have to have a facilitator? Because I didn't know a facilitator in her state. And I would like to know that, too, Roberta. Do you have to have a facilitator to register on the AIM program?
Absolutely not. You just send in your information, or you can even contact us. You can email us, or you can call us, and we can either set you up with a facilitator, or when we get your information, we can assign a facilitator to you, and then that facilitator will contact you and talk to you and help you with any questions you have and guide you through the process.
Yeah, and you really probably need one for the first year, I think.
Always. We put somebody, anytime a participant comes on and they don't know or don't have a facilitator, we always assign one, because it's really good to have that person in your corner who's already been on the program. They know all about it, and they can help you in so many ways.
Would you like to give out a contact phone number?
Sure. You can give us a call at 702-944-1801. You can also email us at info@energetic.com.
Well, thank you, Roberta, for coming on the show. Let's find out today. And I'm sure we're going to want to find more out, and I'd love to have you back in a month or two, and we'll see how people are doing with it.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Why don't you get the phone number out one more time, please?
Okay, that's 702-944-1801.
Thank you, Roberta, and I'm sure we'll see you again. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time to get ready for our meditation. And next week we're going to have Dick Summer on, and you may not know who he is, but you sure will know his voice because he's done commercials all over the country for years. And so if now you get ready, sit in a chair with your spine straight and get ready to meditate, and I will see you next week. We're going to end with Come to Me, My Lord by William Vitalis. You will love it. I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter, and spring is coming and our freedom is coming. Don't worry. Take care. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter
to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universe, the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra, about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. Is called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting, me and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.
First light forever, everywhere. Rumi.